This is an Ava Lee audio performance based on a script by Empty Empath, titled The Night Visitor. Please be aware that this is a work of erotic fiction and that it might be triggering. You are listening to the dark version of the script, which includes non-consensual elements. I am unnerved by your eyes on me. I've been trying to keep up with the conversation going on, but I can't avoid your gaze. All I can think about is the look on your face as you stare at me almost hungrily. I laugh politely, trying to be cordial, but your presence feels so suffocating. I can barely think. I excuse myself, perhaps a little earlier than I might have ordinarily done, but I'm ready to be alone, away from your attention. Maybe I'm imagining it. I want to sort through my feelings and concerns without distraction. You've started to frighten me, and I wonder if I'm overreacting. As much as I try, I can't avoid stealing a glance back at you to make sure you're not following me as I disappear up the stairs. The door closed safely behind me. Shedding my clothing, I try to cast off the stress of the day and wiggle into a comfortable nightshirt. It's more difficult than I'd hoped to find peace. I fish out the liquor behind the corner of my closet and pour myself a shot. I gulp it down quickly. Maybe just a little more, I think to myself. I indulged in a few more drinks, losing count, before I feel calm enough to rest. The edges of sleep finally creep in. I think somewhere in the back of my mind, I hear the soft click of the door latch, but I'm certainly not conscious enough for it to register fully. Nearing, not entering wakefulness, I hear my name. It seems to come from somewhere in a crowd. It is whispered, but it reverberates, rumbling deep in my chest. I feel a sense of dread, trying to make my way in the opposite direction from whomever it was who whispered to me. My dream legs are heavy, and I can only slog slowly away. Something catches me, and I'm exposed. Cool air meets my bare skin. An unseen tendril slithering its way up my leg makes me shudder. I'm frozen in place. It must be you, but I don't have the presence of mind to know that. I'm being grabbed harshly, but I'm still trapped in this claustrophobic dream, unable to see what or who it is. The feeling continues up, brushing between my legs. I flinch in a mixture of surprise and shame as I realize that I'm roused. Nothing is making sense. I move further into wakefulness, some part of my rational mind realizing that there's something warm and wet in my crotch. I struggle to make sense of what's happening when a finger is suddenly inside me, and I involuntarily clench around it. My sluggish brain wonders, is this supposed to be happening to me? My dream still partially grips me. Perhaps I cling to it. as I feel weight shifting around me. My heart races as I realize it's you. Clarity is starting to break through. There's a pressure against my pussy, seeking entrance. My mind starts to yell at me to stop you, to pull away. I'm unable to. Instead, my obedient body lifts my hips to assist. I am slowly filled up, moaning with a mixture of pleasure and refusal before I can stop myself. I don't want to face you or myself. I want to be unconscious. I don't want to deal with this. If I can't find sleep again, at least I can feign it. I slowly grab the sheets in my fist, trying to ground myself. You must have noticed, because I feel your hand on mine, but you don't acknowledge it, to my relief. I keep my eyes closed as you thrust insistently inside me. It's too much. Why didn't I stop you? Why am I not stopping you now? It's not a simple answer. Some part of me knows that, as I hear my moans, seeming to come from outside myself. I feel how savage you are. Could I even reason with you? I don't have much time to ponder that before you clamp your hand over my mouth and nose. That startles me enough that I try to pull your hand away, all the while knowing that it will be fruitless. I couldn't get away from you, even if I dared to try. Oh. Pleasure and fear wash over me. I can't breathe. I want to beg you to stop. Even if I had the breath, would I? Could I put a stop to it now? I meet your thrusts with equal force. I tell myself that I'm doing this to get you off more quickly, to make this finally be over. I can't be sure if that's true, as pain and pleasure and need kill my rational thought. I'm delirious. You kiss and bite me. The sensation's pushing me over the edge. I'm barely aware of what I'm doing when I reach climax. You collapse on top of me, having reached your own orgasm, as I ride out my last waves of pleasure. After what feels like forever, you move your hand, allowing me to breathe. But your weight on me makes it a struggle to fill my lungs. My emotional intensity continues to suffocate me. After a few moments and gulps of air, my head finally starts to clear. What have you done to me? You pull out a sensation I hate. The feeling of you slithering out, the shameful cum leaking from me. But I also hate the emptiness afterwards. I bite my lip to keep from groaning. You lean over and whisper in my ear. Your words pierce me, practically a threat. And I break completely. Somehow, you have seen deep inside me, saying exactly what I most feared. You get up, putting yourself back together and head towards the door. I turn my head and look at you over my shoulder as you leave. A bundle of conflicting emotions keep me from saying anything. I'm filled with terror and shame. I'm used and broken, but I long for you. I need you. The door closes behind you, and I am alone.